Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am a compulsive reader. I've been in OA 14 years, and I am coming up on 6 years of abstinence. So I'm five and almost six. I'll be abstinent the 24th of April for 6 years. And that is a pure miracle for this compulsive eater. 16 years ago, I was well over 600 pounds. And I should be dead by now because of the fact of what I had done to my body. But thank God and this program, I've been able to maintain a healthy body weight for the last 5 years. And that just blows me out of the water because I thought that I would never, ever maintain a healthy body weight. I thought I'd always be fat. But the continued cycles that I went through of the dieting, and you all know about it. I would lose and then see pictures than when I had gained and think, what the hell? And then just give up and more weight would pack on. And of course, I went through quite a few of those cycles to get to the point of well over 600 pounds. This program helps me in so many ways. I first had to come to the fact that I was powerless. And that took quite a few years. I came into OA 14 years ago. I went to that first meeting and I thought, no, I shouldn't have to give up those things that everybody else eats. Then I heard the word God and I thought, oh, not that again. And I walked away from that meeting and didn't return until 6 years later when I had regained another 169 pounds. You see, what brought me to OA is the fact that I had 16 years ago, my husband took sick, and I couldn't hardly take care of him. Being the size I was on 170 units of insulin, I had high blood pressure, and I had a gut that was fully outside the abdominal wall. Because of my size and a surgery that I had had many years before, it pushed everything out, and my gut was fully outside the abdominal wall. I was off work. I was on unemployment. We were going into bankruptcy. My life was unmanageable. My health was in the shitter. My teeth had rotted out of my head because of the sugar consumption that I had had. I couldn't save a plugged nickel because all my money went to food. My house was falling down around me because I didn't spend money to fix the house. After my husband died, after 9 months after diagnosis, seeing him struggle and fight for life, I knew I had to do something. And then that's when something flipped in my head. And I went the opposite. That's what I do is I live in the extremes. I'm a compulsive eater. And I went into restriction and overexercising. And I lost over 400 pounds in less than probably 18 months. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone because that is just as bad as overeating is undereating. I totally get it. Then I went into an emotional upset. I did have my repair fix, but I felt unheard. And I went into an emotional upset and I went into a huge binge. And I gained 20 pounds within a couple of days. And I felt a failure. And I kept eating. And I knew I had a problem. And that's what landed me in OA. So here was a person that was skinny, went in, and I thought that I knew how to lose weight. Not. When I heard about giving up those things, the alcoholic foods, and when I heard about God, I left. But I regained 169 pounds very fast. And then I really knew, oh my God, I am a compulsive eater and I do need a higher power and I do need this fellowship. Steps one, two, and three came very fast and fierce when I finally realized there's nothing that I can do to stop this. Nothing. And when I realized that, and I realized no diet was going to help me, and the only way that I could do was rely upon God, step two came fast. And then I knew that I had to take action, make a decision, and turn my will and my life over to a higher power. So they came fast and fierce. Then the action took place. I had to get the steps done. And like the addict that I was, I got the steps completed in less than a month. They said to do them fast, I did them fast. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad that I am a compulsive eater. I'm a compulsive person and an addict. Because in absorbing this program and getting those steps done, I recovered. Nine-step promises came very, very fast because of the fact I immersed myself in program and did the work. I don't like doing work, but I knew that if I wanted to recover, I had to do it. Go to any extremes. And that's the same as with every day. If I want to keep this recovery, I have a daily reprieve. I am a compulsive eater that forgets. I am a compulsive eater that has a crazy brain that will want to get what I want. And I'm a feel-good person. And I have to be very mindful of that. And by staying daily connected to my higher power gives me awareness to know the right from the wrong. Life is never perfect. There's always going to be something, always. But I now have a new way of living that I can face anything. That's what the steps have done for me. Yes, I have physical recovery, thank God, because now I have my health back. I'm not on insulin anymore. I'm on no medication for my blood pressure. No medication for my diabetes. Everything is controlled by my food plan. I'm grateful for that. Very grateful for that. I've learned how to save money. Now, what is with that? Even though I'm Canada Pension Disability, because of my high-risk hernia, I'm not allowed to lift, and my job was cooking in the kitchen. And usually you're left by yourself to lift things, and that was high risk. I've had so many surgeries and a large mesh put in that if it comes out, I'd be dead. So I remain on Canada Pension. I work under the table. God finds me jobs. It just blows me out of the water that when it's needed, the job is there. Sometimes I don't like it. But you know, when I don't like something, when I'm disturbed about something, that is when the spiritual growth happens for me. When I learn something about myself that needs to change. It's funny how this, you come in because of the food and because of the weight, but so much changes within you. So much change. When I'm willing to do the work, when I'm willing to live in those steps. And it took me a while to understand that. It's a process to work the steps, to learn to live in the steps, but it's a daily working at them. It's just not like I can remember thinking, well, once I do the steps, everything will be great. Well, that's not life. There's always going to be something. How am I going to react to it? Because I always didn't want to feel, didn't want to react. I just closed off. And what did I do? To feel, I went to the food because I didn't want to feel. I dove into it. That was my vice. But I have to be mindful now because I'm an addict. I can go to other things. When I moved from my home, I had to move away from my home my first year of abstinence. and I didn't eat over it, thank God. But when I moved, I had 10 totes of yarn. I was an addict in crocheting, thanks
10
to
minutes.
that thing.
Okay, great.
I was an addict in crocheting because it was a feel good. It was really enlightening. I was like, wow, I am compulsive in many, many things. That's who I am. I'm grateful that the steps taught me that about me because it creates the fact I have to be mindful of that. I could go to anything of what I've learned in the last 5, 6 years. Yeah. And I'm grateful for that awareness because with awareness, it can be changed by taking action in the steps when I recognize it and take the action to change. God gives me the wisdom to be able to decipher. And sometimes I don't see it right up front. And I might have to repeat it several times and go through it. God has a sense of humor, man, I tell you. But I'm okay with that. And I think that that perfectionism in me got knocked out by living in them steps. I'm sure as a newcomer, if you're a newcomer here, it's pretty overwhelming. But know that this program does work. We have a tool, the sponsor. Find someone that resonates with you and get into the steps. Because that's where the solution is to all our problems today, is in the steps. It's a way to live. Thank God it ch helped change me. And it keeps changing me every day because I'm not perfect. I still have this crazy brain. I'm human. And there's days when I want to strangle people because working with others, oh, it really teaches me a lot about myself and what needs to change. But I'm grateful for the steps that keeps me sane to be able not to be in jail because of strangling someone. Thank God. Service has helped me an awful lot in that because that's where you work with others and I learn the traditions. But that's another discussion. But the steps is where it's at. Service above the group level. I would encourage anyone who is not doing service to do it. It helps the recovery. It has helped mine big time. I am now serving at World Service for the last, going into my 3rd year. And boy, there's times when I didn't want to do it. But in doing it, I've learned so much, and it has helped my recovery and growth big time. And I've remained abstinent. Thank God. That is the main priority, is to be able to be sane in this and stay recovered. And I know I can, as long as I stay daily connected with my higher power, as long as I go to meetings and see my fellows, reach out to others, have sponsors, sponsees, all those tools that help me. But the main thing is the steps. I always think of the steps when I first came in. I could barely walk up the steps without having to hold on to those rails. And the rails are the tools. I can go up the steps without even touching those rails, but there's times I lose my balance and I grab a hold of them. The steps is what gets me from here to there. The tools help me get there. The steps are what recover. I'm so grateful for this recovery, for the steps, for this program. And I would do anything for the, when someone had asked me to speak today, I said yes. Well, hold on a minute. I work 7 to 7 to 1, and it starts at 6. I wouldn't be ready for work. I'll take the day off. That's not me because, oh, I can't say I can't work because, oh, and oh, because of money. I don't have to worry about money. God takes care of that. From once being in bankruptcy, I now have a bank account that has savings in it. What is with that? That just blows me away. And I'm on Canada Pension Disability. What? Do anything, my higher power can do anything, anything, as long as I take action when I'm told. I should, before I finish here, I'll turn off my video so that you can see the before picture. I was a lot bigger than that picture because I ran away from pictures. Unless someone took a picture of me, I would always hide when the camera came up. So I got bigger than that picture. And when I see that, and I actually have the clothes that I used to wear, I used to make my own clothes. Because nothing fit me in the stores. I still have those when I have a face-to-face meeting to speak. I can't believe that I used to fit into that. There's times I have to pinch myself. But I'm grateful when I have a newcomer and a new sponsee that it stays in touch, that I remember, because I have to remember, because I don't want to go back there. I don't. I know that there is always a possibility that I can if I don't do the work, if I don't stay daily connected. I have a daily reprieve. And if I don't stay daily connected, it can go downhill right fast. There's times when I don't make it to meetings, but I have other tools of reaching out to others. And I stay connected with prayer and meditation with my higher power because I know that he can lead me through everything. Even though those who I work with are not compulsive eaters, I share with them. There's always something when I listen. Program has taught me about healthy relationships and how to have a healthy relationship with someone who is not a compulsive eater. How to share my experience with them when something comes up that they might be struggling. I use my program in and out of OA. That's what saves me. That's what makes me realize that my higher power has a plan for me that I don't know. I just have to follow and everything will be okay because I know that he's got my back. I know my fellows have my back. It's an awesome program.
2 minutes, Melanie.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share it. Because by sharing, it reinforces my program. It reinforces knowing that I am a compulsive eater and I need to stay daily connected and in this program to stay this way. Program works when I work it. And I'm so worth it, and so is each and every one of you. Thank you for allowing me to share.